You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We say hello to you. We say hello to our Facebook viewers. We're so glad you joined us today. And we pray that today's show inspires you, informs you, and brings glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I am joined next to my lovely wife, Amy.
I turn you down a little bit.
Whoa, yeah. Boy, don't you wish you had that control all the time?
Oh. I do. But that's for a different
shots
show.
Fired. 1 minute in, shots fired.
Oh,
what?
Did you say that just to kill my giggles today? I've got the giggles.
Yes, you do. It sounds like a good thing, but with you, it's not.
No, because it's based
everything
on terrible
is hilarious.
Jokes.
Everything is hilarious.
Hilarious, yes. It's the joy of the Lord.
Oh.
It is. It's the joy of the Lord this morning. We
well,
have a
fantastic.
Great show. I'm so
grateful
excited.
For it.
I am too. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful to our listeners. And we just want to say thank you for joining us today. And if you have missed some of our previous...
Broadcasting brilliance.
Well, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry, because you can go to seniorprovisions.com, click on the Harvest Radio tab, pick a topic, and we try not to make them too vague. I can't drive 65. That's about adult, older age. And
look at you, just pulling out all the...
I don't even think that's the title of it. But anyway, you'll be able to find topics.
It's 55 is the
line. Oh, I can't drive 55. What did I say?
Song 65. It's more age appropriate, though.
Exactly. I planned that. Well, we are obviously have the joy of the Lord in our hearts this morning, and we are so glad that you're joining us. We have some awesome, amazing community events that have been going on. I say this is the season of education. School went back, and so did we. So we have been blanketing. Yes.
Yeah.
Atlanta with some awesome presentations out there. And I can brag on it because it's our team that is out there providing the education. I'm doing one or two. Those are just so-so. But the ones that our team are doing are incredible. And we have them. All of them are up on Facebook. We've got a health expo going on in Peachtree City, November 7th, during the morning on that Thursday. And if you are in the Peachtree City or Fayetteville area, please check that out and go to our Facebook page to RSVP. And we have as well a this Thursday at Emory Johns Creek Hospital, we have an aging panel, information on Medicare and insurance, legal questions, levels of care. And we've got a great turnout coming to that. That's at Emory Johns Creek Hospital from 1 to 3 this Thursday. And then finally, we have at Dunwoody United Methodist November 6th in the evening for working adults. You can go to the Methodist Church. You can have supper with them, or you can have supper on your own, and then come to the event from 7 to 8. And that's also an aging panel, and that's going to be about healthy and wise retirement. Mm. That's a great event as well.
Wow. And we sound very busy.
We are. We are very, very busy.
Very busy. And
well,
important.
And then I didn't even speak to the Alzheimer's educator role that I've been blessed to take on. And we have access to all of the presentations with the Alzheimer's Association, who's a partner and sponsor of our show. We would love to come out to your faith community, to your senior group, and present on all sorts of information about Alzheimer's and dementia. And you can reach out to us at 888-979-8783 for more information on on how to get that Alzheimer's education to your group.
Fantastic. Wow.
I'm going to take a breath.
Yeah, take a breath, would you? That gives me time to thank American Parkinson's Association Georgia Chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted partner for resources and support for families dealing with Parkinson's. If your loved one has recently been diagnosed or care at home has become a challenge, we are here to help. Please call us at 888-979-8783. Today, I'm going to go a little bit out of order, but today, our little vamp pocket here, our show is going to be about therapeutic use of music.
Ooh.
And we have an ironic dynamic between us.
Uh-oh, is this?
Yeah, where I love music. I have a deep fondness for music of all kinds, and I like to listen to music, therefore. And so when I'm in my vehicle, I listen to music and I enjoy it. And whenever Amy's in the car with me, the music is off. And whenever I get into a car that she was in, the music is blaring. So,
well, or it's
this
talk
is not
radio.
A therapy session, but you know, there's something awry there.
I think it has to do with the age-old different likes of genre. Mm. Now, if you
don't like the music I like to listen
no,
to.
No, I'm not crazy about it. And I do tend to kind of gravitate towards
AM
radio and talk radio. And you have to turn it up a little loud because, you know what? AM is not the same as FM.
Really?
Yes.
No, I did not know that.
Did you know that, Christian? Well, anyway.
All right. So anyhow, I threw you under the bus there.
Yes. But I'm glad that music's therapeutic for you. So don't we have a question of the week?
We do have a question of the week. Our question comes to us from Julie. She says, I am almost 65 and I am trying to figure out which Medicare coverage to choose, traditional or one of those Advantage plans. Do you have any advice for me?
Oh, what a great timely question. We kind of planned this very
yes.
well because it is open enrollment, folks. October 15th through December 7th. If you are of Medicare age or you are approaching Medicare age, we have been doing some Medicare education out in the community. So I am not a Medicare educator, but I do know just enough to know where to send you.
You have been a part of probably a good four dozen presentations.
Yes. And in
year
my
year over year over year.
Former life before senior provisions, I dealt a lot with Medicare. Now all those changes have happened. So here's my best advice. And everyone listening who is either on Medicare now or approaching Medicare age, you need to find, first of all, a trusted advisor. And so we know some great Medicare educators out in the Atlanta area who can advise you on your personal medical situation. And then from there, they're going to help you determine which plan is going to be best for you. So, you know, really, the two options are you dealing with a medical event, medical situation, an ongoing disease process, and you're looking at the cost of treatment options and medications. So a great example of that is if you are type 2 diabetic and you are on insulin and you maybe have chronic wounds or issues associated with diabetes, one plan over another may be better for you. Typically, Medicare Advantage plans are for folks that are looking for more preventive health care. And so there's going to be a lot of health benefits to those programs, including preventive medications, healthy nutrition advising. I'm thinking of
Checkups and exercise programs,
mm-hmm. things that you really, that they will pay for to help keep you healthy. So bottom line is find a trusted Medicare advisor. And lastly, reevaluate your coverage and your drug plan every single year.
Good job.
Yeah.
Well, great advice.
And then this kind of, we love to give advice framed with God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Proverbs 19:20 said it really well. Get all the advice and instruction that you can so that you will be wise the rest of your life. And who doesn't want to be wise? And also, when you have that wisdom, guess what? You get to share it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some great wise people that we know who know Medicare inside and out, and we would love to share them with you. So if you have any questions about your Medicare coverage, open enrollment, where a Medicare education event is going on, give us a call. I'm going to give our website now.
Please do.
Seniorprovisions.com. Pretty easy.
Wow.
Anyone can write that down.
Anyone.
Well, we have a great show. You've already kind of teased us a little bit.
I have.
And it is on the topic of music therapy. And I've been really looking forward to having our guest on. We're going to introduce her properly later.
And I don't think that includes AM talk radio.
They do play some music.
I think we'll trailer off with some music on our show.
Well, we're going to talk about the power of music. It has the ability to comfort. It has the ability to heal. It can stimulate. And it does a lot of stuff. So please stay tuned. We're going to come back with a special guest, and we are talking about music therapy today on the Harvest Radio Show. Glad you came.
I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Back to the Harvest. We have a great show today, and I want to tease our topic a little bit more. I want you to think about the times in your life when you have been the most happy. And we would guess those would include school dances, weddings, parties, church worship. Music has been a large part of creating an environment that brings happiness and comfort. There is no difference when you're aging or dealing with a chronic or terminal disease. We are joined with Jennifer Puckett. She is a licensed musical therapist and owner of Therabeat, an organization that focuses on using music therapeutic benefits. Thank you, Jennifer, for being on our show.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Harvest. We're so glad you came.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I've really been looking forward. First of all, when I kind of put the word out there that we wanted to do a show on music therapy, and Hans doesn't necessarily know this backstory, but I kind of put it out there and I said, you know, who's known out there? And your name came up several times, and I just can't believe our paths have not crossed. But
That's wonderful.
Yes. So you all are making an impression out there and doing a lot of good work. So we're so blessed to have you on. So tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself, Jennifer, and your background.
Well, good morning, sunshines. I get the joy of being a music therapist. It is something that God truly called me to do, and he laid out each of the plans and the pathways so well. And in 2005, I opened my music therapy company, Therabeat, after working for an awesome boss at the music therapy company a couple of counties over. And at the time, I was living in Canton, and Canton just continued to grow with patients. And so as that has grown, I also have a therapy clinic with a business partner in Harmony Pediatric Therapy, where we serve mostly pediatrics in the clinic, but we serve adults as well. And we have group rooms that we offer. And now we have grown to a team of 8 music therapists. And we have trained so far 22 music therapy interns. So that means they were with us from various universities and colleges across the country for 6 months. And so through all that, I have married an amazing man, Brian, and we have 3 little nuggets, Carlin, who's 10, Brinley, who's 8, and Walker, who is 5. So it has definitely been a full few years.
That is awesome. That is so great. And so we often ask our guests that call in, if there is a life verse or any kind of verse that, you know, you are walking with, either, you know, you have been or you currently are, is there a scripture you'd like to share?
Yes. When you asked me that question, there are several, so it's hard to narrow it down. But we have been blessed just by wonderful grandparents and parents who have just covered us in the Word growing up. But a friend of mine's mother used to always pray Psalms 91:11 over us, "For he shall keep his angels charge of you and keep you in all of your ways." And that is the prayer that she would pray over us before we would leave the house. Hmm. And in turn now, that's a prayer that I pray over my children each time they're leaving the house. And it's something I pray over my business as well, that God will just give us charge to do what he would have us to do to serve others.
Hmm. That's a great orientation to have each day.
Yeah, I think we're going to, we started a practice along those lines a couple of years ago of sending, you know, we have teenagers, so we're the text, you know, we'll even text each other within the house, which is crazy.
Yes. Yes.
And so, you know, I have tried to make it a habit, Hans and I both, to share scripture with them throughout the day, if something is particularly poignant, or we feel like it might
brought to mind
or speak into their situation, and just trying to raise a generation that turns to God's word and knows that that's the strength.
Yes.
Well, I applaud you on that. That's awesome. So getting back a little bit to Therabeat, how did Therabeat come about? And I know you've got a great team. Tell us a little bit more about Therabeat and the services you offer.
Yes. So my business has grown over the years since 2005. And we now service Cherokee, Cobb, Fulton, Forsyth, Gwinnett, and parts of Atlanta as well, both in facilities and in our clinics. We have our main clinic, which is in Harmony Pediatric Therapy in Woodstock, and it's an 11,000-square-foot amazing clinic. We like to tell everybody how fun we are. And then we also have clinic locations around the Atlanta area. So we have a team of therapists that are just servant-minded. They are just beautiful, beautiful women whose mission is just to serve others. And so how we do that is families will call us, or facilities will call us, and we will go out and do an assessment. And that's depending if we're doing groups or we're doing individuals. We have standardized assessments that we do that help us formulate our goals and objectives. And we like, everything we do is evidence-based and research-backed. And so we take those assessments and create these goals that will really determine if the therapy interventions we are using are benefiting the clients for the patients in the best ways. And so that gives us a nice baseline.
That's terrific.
For treating our patients.
Exactly, because it sets the expectation. It helps you shape the therapy that is specific to each individual. Or if it's a group dynamic that would really benefit them, what does that look like? I think, you know, it's something that our core of our business and your core have very much in common, is that it's about the individual. And it's about the season they're in, the walk that they're in, the challenges they're facing, and what is best suited for them in that moment, and also what's wise for future progress.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's very important to note that in music therapy, we use preferred music. So that can vary over cultures. Mm-hmm. That can vary over age of our patients and what they prefer. And, you know, if we're working with older individuals, it could be that the time that brings them the most joy is a younger period of life.
Right.
So it's very important that we make it about that specific patient and do our best to bring out the best. Families often tell us that for years, and I beam with just joy and pride over it, that we are the sunshine in their family's day. Mm-hmm. And so often I think it's what patients cannot do is what the parents or the caregivers or the family members are told. And we, of course, work on, you know, building opportunities from their weaknesses, but we get to point out what they can do and those beautiful moments that are just create such special memories.
Mm-hmm. So specifically, what benefits do you see that come from music therapy? I'm sure it's a great spectrum depending on who you're trying to reach and how.
Mm-hmm.
But just tell us a story a little bit about the benefits you see from music therapy.
Yes, it's so powerful and it's so varied. Depending if we're working with children, we may see them walk for the first time, talk for the first time, smile at mom. A mom that I treated her son 10 years ago, and I treated him for several years, sent me a video saying, "I just want you to know how special it is that you allowed my son to give me a kiss for the first time." And
wow.
He was a little one with autism, and we used scarves because he was very sensitive to touch and he had tactile defensiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So we would use scarves, and we got him used to scarves. Then we would put the scarves over the mom's face. And he loved that sensation. So then she was allowed, you know, to be able to kiss him through the scarf in our playtime and to smooch him on those cheeks, which we know our mamas, we just got to smooch our baby. And then eventually we were able to lose the scarf and she was able to be able to have touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such an important thing. With our older individuals, we have so many stories of couples dancing. We had a patient with Parkinson's, and that was something they enjoyed doing as a husband and wife, was dancing. And so in our music therapy sessions, we would create that experience for them so that they could dance. And we would do so safely, therapeutically, so that no one, you know, could be injured, because that's often the fear of doing it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we have... we had another patient who had frontal lobe dementia, and she got that early in life, and her daughter and her had missed those connections they had.
Mm.
And so being able to provide connections between the two of them in sessions was powerful. In my own life, I had one grandmother that was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she was one of the many loves of my life, and another precious grandmother diagnosed with dementia.
Wow.
My grandmother with Alzheimer's, my sweet grandma, only knew my name in music therapy sessions.
Mm.
So I had studied it. I had learned about it for years. I had worked with other patients, helped create those memories. Then in my own life, I got to enjoy those precious memories.
Yes.
And having my children interact therapeutically with my grandmother with dementia, and the songs come back to where she could sing them, where normally she was quiet throughout the day or agitated. It was just, it created beautiful memories in my own life.
Jennifer, we have very similar stories as well. And we're gonna take a quick break here, and we want you to stay with us. We've been talking with Jennifer Puckett with Therapy on the therapeutic power of music. And we're going to talk more about that on the other side of break and share some additional stories of how, you know, that is a great example. She knew her name in that session. And some things that you can take back out into the community and use if you're listening. Thank you for listening to The Harvest.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, oh baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no mountain.
Listen, baby.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're all dancing to music over here. We have a great show today. We are talking with Jennifer Puckett, who is a licensed musical therapist here in Atlanta, and she is just offering great testimony, great stories about the benefits of music on the mind, the body, and the soul. Thank you, Jennifer, for being a guest on The Harvest Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I don't know if you can hear our music choices. Oh, but our producer,
I can, yes.
Yeah, our producer,
I'm rocking out here.
I know. We decided to go with some oldies but goodies, and
I love it.
I know it's so awesome. It really sets the tone and brings back some great memories for us. So, Hans kind of teased about the benefits of music therapy on the body and the mind. Can you speak a little more into, like, what is going on when this music therapy is going on, like the physiological, the spiritual, what's happening to our body when we listen to music?
Yes. Well, it's so important that, you know, we start with a heartbeat. So music is innate for us. It becomes, rhythm is innate for us. And I think it's very important that we point out that our patients with music therapy do not have to be musicians. Nor do they have to have any prior experience ever playing an instrument, singing in a choir. Often we get that. And I say, actually, well, do you have a heartbeat? Because it begins with a heartbeat.
I love that.
And music in the brain is just so important. Music affects the amygdala. And the amygdala is that part of the brain that takes us back to those emotional times. We call them trigger songs we have to be careful with. We might be in a facility and someone asks for Amazing Grace in a group. Well, we have to be sensitive to the fact that other members in that group may have experienced a sad time with Amazing Grace.
Right.
And so a lot of times as a music therapist, what we do is try to mix up the chord structure or change up the rhythm, possibly to make it a little jazzier. Now, in individuals, we can really explore those trigger songs, but in group settings, we have to be very sensitive to the effects that it can bring. I know most of us, if you think about how you learned your ABCs, it was probably to music.
Right.
And you can hear a song, and you can think, ooh, this is a song, you know, I want to go work out to. Or this is a song, ooh, I need to chill to. And so it's very important that we realize that those are real effects on the brain.
When we were first married, he's like, oh, don't tell that story. When we were first married, you know, we were in our mid-20s, very young. And, you know, those were the days with no kids and you could actually cook together and play music together. And so that was a real important part. And so, like, if we ever have a kind of stay-in date night, I was just thinking about that. The first thing that Hans does is he puts on music. He tends to make it about whatever food we're eating. So
I'm such a horrible person. Wow.
No, it's awesome. So if we're having Mexican food, Hispanic food, he'll put on the Gypsy Kings. And it just totally it transforms our kitchen into like a little
event.
Hacienda.
Yes, that's that emotional response. And you can now say you know about that from the amygdala.
Absolutely.
And there's, you know, other great places. The hippocampus of our brain stores all the memory of music and musical experiences as well. And it's important that we note, you know, our brain is full of lots of pathways. And through life, Sometimes our brain has to form new neuropathways due to conditions, strokes, issues that happen, medical conditions, and so forth. And so through music, we work to use music to activate, like, the sensory cortex. We activate that through playing instruments and dancing. We can activate the auditory cortex through listening to sounds and really analyzing how the brain analyzes those tones. And reading music is important for those, especially that have had a past in reading music. And for those that have not, we create opportunities that adapt so anybody can be successful, because we all want to strive for success. And so we will adapt music to make it playable for anybody through colors or letters. And that's activating that visual cortex. So the brain is just full of goodness that needs to be tapped into. And through music, we can do that, you know, by activating that corpus callosum and really working, that's working on both sides of the brain, the left and the right hemisphere, which we need to connect by, you know, bilateral movements. And all of this is much more enjoyable if we are tapping sticks at midline and playing drums, then saying, you know, all right, move your arms, move them to the midline. Come on, come on. But through those musical experience, it's enjoyable to really activate that motor cortex. One of my favorite things to do is we have a group, specifically, I love to watch a group who, you know, might be a group of patients who are dealing with aphasia or patients who are dealing with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. And you might see them quietly in a chair or a wheelchair, and you start playing those songs that create those responses, and you see that motor cortex rocking out through foot tapping. And so when you see those toes start tapping, you know you're activating that part of the brain.
We had an opportunity. Oh, it's awesome. Well, we had an opportunity. I was sent over on a Sunday morning to speak at an Alzheimer's support group, and I was an hour early, or they were they were an hour late. We weren't in sync.
Scheduling conflict.
But nonetheless, it turned out to be such a beautiful morning, and I had my laptop with me, and they had actually brought all the residents in the nursing home in this Alzheimer's care unit into, I think, get their meds but it was awesome. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking, you know what? I've got YouTube here. I'm going to pull up and I'm going to pull up some hymns. And you know, when that went over, okay. And there were a few people singing. And then I kind of decided.
You read the room.
I read the room.
DJ would do.
And I decided to go to some Motown. And let me just tell you, the room, everyone went back to, you know, the Four Tops and the
Commodores.
And the Commodores and I mean, it was awesome. And they were singing and foot tapping. Even the small, you know, quietest little old lady, like, she recognized all of these songs. It was awesome.
Wow.
I had a great hour.
We had a wonderful experience. Talk about sharing stories. For one of my therapists was in a facility that we serve at, and we serve at many different facilities. And so, you know, we don't always see the family, and we don't always know the history of each patient that is there in the group settings. Now, in the individuals, we really try to dive in and really be able to get into their history so that we can best serve them. And that and get the most out of those individual settings. But in groups, sometimes we don't know the back history. And she was passing out djembe drums and hand drums. And one of the patients, as she played, got more and more just rhythmic. I mean, he was going to town on that drum and just seriously rocking out. Where previously he had appeared to be more withdrawn in his body language. And he started rocking out. Come to find out, he was on so many recordings with all of these great artists that we know. And Ray Charles, he was on Ray Charles' recording. And all of these years, you know, I think that was something that was not tapped into as he, you know, aged and wasn't able to pick up his own drums. But as we were able to adapt the drums for him, he was able to have this amazing experience. And all of the caregivers in the facility were, I mean, jaws were dropped.
That is awesome.
To this man who could outdo any of us.
Wow.
So you mentioned getting an evaluation. Mm-hmm. And we have just a couple of minutes before our next break. I want to make sure that we have a good amount of time to tell folks how they can reach you. And just touch on briefly, too, if insurance covers any of this therapy, Medicare. Mm-hmm. So how can people reach you?
Yes. So our website is www.therabeat.com, and that's T-H-E-R-A, B as in boy, E-A-T as in Tom.com. And that is a great way to get us. It has all of our contact information, and anybody can feel free to email me through the website. That's just the number one resource probably to find out. And we have lots of drop-downs on different populations that we serve. And we have drop-downs on resources that families can tap into as well. And we have videos. We are also super active on our Facebook pages. I know that is, you know, a great way to access many videos. And for those that do Instagram, we're hopping on Instagram as well.
Awesome.
But as far as insurance goes, many insurance companies are really connecting with the power and the cost savings of music therapy. Because there is so many research and evidence, you know, articles and research that supports that cost decrease for a patient when music therapy is introduced.
Absolutely.
Their medicines, we decrease anxiety, so medicines are decreased. You know, agitation is decreased, so
yes,
our caregiving support is able to be better suited.
So if someone had a specific question, they could reach out to you as well and find out.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So if you, it's www.therabeat.com, and we will post that up on all of those social media that you said. And
wonderful.
And they can call and find out more. Thank you so much, Jennifer. We have just loved having you on. You have an awesome rest of your day.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Well, it's not always raining.
Welcome. Welcome back to The Harvest. We just had a great show. It's not over yet.
Don't turn your channel.
But I just am so grateful for Jennifer Puckett and the work that her and her team are doing. Amazing energy, amazing hearts of service, and a great science and experience and just empathy that goes into reaching people through music therapy is terrific. So I'm grateful we had an audience for her to share this with.
It's music ministry.
Whoa.
I know. We've seen that.
Woo.
But truly, I mean, we have seen firsthand our own experience of the power of music. And I'll share a story. And we didn't get this question to her, but we're going to kind of answer it in our fourth segment, is what are some of the things that you can do at home with your loved one? We always want to give you some golden nuggets, some
tangibles,
spendables, takeaways. Yes. Awesome. And, you know, we go out and we visit through our church and
pearls of wisdom.
Okay. That's it. No. And we will often take on some of the more difficult visits because we have the training in Alzheimer's. We have the dementia training. We know about approach and redirection. And those are challenging visits to anyone. So if you're in visitation, one of the first things that I wanted to do was equip our team with music. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we just got portable CD players. We got
someone called them boom boxes, as you wrote here in the
old
copy.
School. Yes, I did write boom box. I felt funny writing it.
Your Walkman.
No. You got to have something that has a speaker.
Yes, I know.
And that's mobile.
I'm throwing out all these antiquated terms.
Our producer's grabbing his mic. He's going to weigh in on our old school ways. But you take that music, you take a couple of
Your Victrola.
You take some hymns.
Yes.
And we've gone out and we have seen someone who is, and she used the word phasia, which is the inability to speak any longer. And that often happens in later stages of Alzheimer's and dementia. Or repetitive speech that happens, and to have someone focus in on music that they are familiar with.
Well, just set the scene a little bit more. I mean, this is someone that you would come up to and would typify kind of a term of vacancy. Like, you know, they make eye contact, but there's not a...
They're on their own journey.
Right.
That's why I prefer to say it that way.
No, yeah. But they're not connected with you or with what's going on.
Right.
They're not speaking.
Alert, oriented.
Right. But you could tell by their body language that they want to communicate something.
Yeah.
But they have something going on that they need to share.
And we put on music and it transforms them.
Yeah. She went from static and silent to rhythmically moving and singing hymns.
Yes.
Like a flip of a switch.
Yep.
And it was truly something to see.
Absolutely. So I agree completely with Jennifer, is you've got to know the individual. You have to know their preferences. You have to know their background. And so when you can go one-on-one, group's a little different than of a dynamic, but some things you can do one-on-one with your loved one is definitely play that music. If they're agitated and they're anxious, then don't play music that is fast beat and high anxiety. Play music that is calming and soothing. Again, know your audience.
Right.
Yeah. So
bring your musical device. And nowadays that's typically could be done as easily as having your smartphone with you.
Yes.
And things that are pre-saved onto your hard drive of your phone, and you play them out, and you just have that time together.
I'm going to encourage you to enlist the help of the next generation. And Jennifer mentioned that, and that was one of our top points. Kids love to sing and dance, and they don't care how goofy or silly they look. They love it, and they go full out. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Older adults love to watch that unabandoned or uninhibited joy.
Yeah.
And clap with them and, get them doing, cute, funny dances, but bring, if you are involved with children at all, taking them to a senior center, taking them to a facility, you know, reach out to the activities director. They will not say no, because it is awesome and real magic happens there. And then I would encourage you as well.
Yeah.
Pepper the music with some breaks. So I have learned over the years that you come in with your agenda on a visit, or you're at home and you're like, I'm gonna listen to music with mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in between songs, it's triggering, and I now trigger music. I know that term now. It's triggering memories,
mm-hmm.
deep memories. And that's a great opportunity to slow down, stop the music, and talk with them.
And listen.
Mm-hmm. I like that better. Listen to them. And so there's some great opportunities. I hope that you have found this to be as exciting and awesome as we have today, and that you've got some things to take away with. Some takeaways.
Going to wrap this up, huh?
Well, I mean, do you want to add something?
No, I think it's terrific, and I just hope that people get inspired to do this, because we walk into these assisted livings and nursing homes and just see all the people that could use just a little bit of sunshine, and musical therapy is a good way to reach them. So,
and if you think, oh, you know, I want to visit, but I don't know what to say, mm-hmm. and I don't know what, boy, I'll tell you what, having that little portable CD player or your phone and have mm-hmm. music kind of queued up, that's easy. Yep. That's an easy thing. And, but now, you know, it's not just an easy thing. It's such an impactful thing as well. So, if you are not including music in your visitation program, would encourage you.
Yep. And it could start with the first visit, just kind of feeling it out and understanding where they're kind of, you know, we talk about it in the context of ministry and through a church, but through a church or not, you know, understand what their joys are about music and play those. You know, sometimes it's not going to be old hymns or worship music, or it's going to be a little bit of everything.
Right. And do a little research too. I forgot to mention this is, you know, every generation has their music mm-hmm. and that they related to, but don't underestimate when you bring in that other generation. I know my grandmother is a great example. I still remember coming in and talking to her, and she's like, "Have you heard Prince's new song?" And I kind of looked at her like, "Do you know who Prince is?" And oh, she knew how Prince is. She said, what did she say? He can be a little vulgar, but she loved his music.
Wow.
And I still remember that. So don't underestimate that power of connection between generations as well.
We're able to share all this great stuff, and I am so grateful to Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And to contact them, you can reach out to 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-YOU-THRIVE. And thank you so much, Thrivent Financial, for your support of the Harvest Radio Show.
Absolutely. They can help with some insurance issues and long-term care planning, all of those things. They do just a tremendous service to the community. So we're so thankful for Thrivent. And want to thank Senior Provisions. Cannot forget our amazing team of senior care advisors who are waiting to help you with every one of your senior care questions. They help families navigate through senior care options, understanding cost, and doing personal assessments and giving you very personalized recommendations. Their services are 100% free to you. And you can reach Senior Provisions at 888-979-8783. That's 888-979-TRUE. And that's because they will give you true solutions. So reach out to them. You can also go to our Facebook page. I'm going to mention all of those.
Yeah, let's go through all the lists.
Okay, so we have our website at seniorprovisions.com.
Mm-hmm. Check.
Check. We have our Facebook page, which is Senior Provisions.
/
You threw me off. Let's do it again. Facebook.
/
Senior Provisions. And Facebook.
/
Harvest Radio Show.
It's a skill set I have. I like to use it.
That's awesome. We're going to sign off today with our scripture from Philippians 4:19. This is our foundational scripture. And we truly believe it, and you can count on it, that God will provide for all of your needs through his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And if we do nothing today, we want to point you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he will help you, and he will heal you, and he will comfort you, and he will bring you great joy. And we love
him.
And
he will save you.
And he will save you. And we love you. Have a great week.